And now, a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on your program.
I'm glad you're listening. What's going on? I understand you want to talk to our dog trainer, Alan Cable.
They were talking earlier when I had the program on about homosexual dogs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, is there gay dogs? Yeah.
And I just thought I'd call and, I have a friend. It's not my dog, but it's a friend's dog.
Uh-huh. That's how the story starts.
Anyway, I go visit my friend maybe a couple times a year, and every time I go over there, he has this dog that's a mix. I don't know what kind of mix, but it's a small dog, and it's real creepy what he does. He, say you're sitting outside on a patio in a conversation, and he'll kind of sneak up, and he'll position himself so he'll kind of creep up while you're not really paying attention to him, and he'll get his male dog part there.
His junk.
And he'll position
his cash and prizes, his bits and pieces.
As possible. And he won't try to hump your leg. But are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, we're here, buddy.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, you don't really notice it, but then you look down and this dog is positioning himself just as close as possible to you as he can, and he'll have his leg kind of open, and it's real obvious what he's doing. I mean, it's...
What is he doing? What do you think he's doing?
Well, he's getting some sort of... all I can say is he's doing this on purpose, and he's getting some sort of pleasure out of positioning himself very close to me or someone else, or... And so that, of course I chew him away and tell my friend to get his dog away from me.
Right, right.
And I'll watch this dog kind of creep around, and he'll go find another person, and right. he'll...
Wait, what makes you think he's getting pleasure out of it, though? What tells you that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's pleasure, but it's...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's sort of, he's not...
Okay, John. Hey, John, you know what? Dogs do a lot of things that are creepy to people. I mean, they're humping and all that nonsense. That's really creepy to people. People don't like when they see that. They think it's weird and disgusting because, we're human and humans don't do that. Or although some of us would like to, humans don't do that. So it's kind of weird. But in this case, that's a behavior. And the first thing you do always, and Dr. W will probably concur, is you always take the dog to the vet to check him out, make sure there's nothing physically going on. But more than likely, dogs do stuff like that for dominance and also because they're stressed. So they really want to just dominate you. They just want to be in charge, and it's a weird way that they do that. They come over and they get on top of you, or they try to climb on top of your leg or another dog. You'll see it all the time, and it's just as a way of being in charge, of showing the person social status, who's in control, trying to be in control of others. So that's all it is, and you pretty much just got to just correct it and stop it from happening when it does. And another reason they do it is because they're stressed out. That's how they respond sometimes when they're excited or they're nervous or they're afraid, and it appears they're aroused, but pretty much it's not like that. It's not that they're aroused. They're just freaked out.
Oh, okay. Because myself and others have commented about this dog and said, yeah, that's a creepy dog, just because when he does this, he's not there trying to get a pat on the head or anything like that. It's I've noticed it where he's climbed under the chair I was sitting on and positioned himself like this, and I didn't even know about it until I happened to glance over, and sure enough, there he is doing this...
So is he humping? That's what I got to hear. Nobody said this word. Is he humping?
No, nobody said that. Nobody said, Dr. Debbie, we needed you.
Come on. I got to hear the details. Is he actually getting an erection? Because dogs get like little swollen parts on either side of their penis. We need to know. Is he doing that too? Or is he just kind of sitting with his parts on you?
No, I didn't notice the dog erection. But
okay.
He's just trying to get his parts as close as possible to you. Or myself, or whomever the person is, and he's doing it in sort of a secretive kind of... He's sneaking around to do this, and he does it while you're not expecting it. And then the next thing you know, you look down and And here this dog's positioned himself to where
maybe he's a dirty old man came back as a dog.
and I've laughed with about it with some friends saying, yeah, that dog's,
you know, my guess is that he's just a poorly socialized dog, you know, and you know, he doesn't know how to act, and nobody's teaching him how to act. And I know it looks creepy to you, but, you know, it's pretty normal in the dog world to do stuff like that. You just have to pretty much, you know, they do it all the time to other dogs. When they start doing it to people, it's, you know, it's kind of like they're trying to be dominant. I think that's probably what's going on, but you should still take him to the vet and check him out.
Okay, I'll let the owner know that. I guess that's not my dog.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
John, we appreciate your call today.
It's not John's dog, but John wants him.
I hope you have...
Well, that was my only comment, and
I appreciate it.
I would sneak up on the house and peer through the window when no one's around, see what the owner's doing.
Yeah, really, huh?
Listen for more Animal Radio every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 5 Eastern on XM 166 America's Talk. And go to animalradio.com for more.